It is Bronze of Modern Gods, just like that logo says. It's a bonus episode. I am John.
And I'm Richard.
Welcome, everybody. You know what we do on Fridays, or every other Friday, or Friday.
Friday-ish.
Yeah. We answer your questions, we share your comments, and plus we have the return of the Instagram Market Watch with Ali from Elite underscore Comics 11. But first, if you're not following us on Facebook, Instagram, like and subscribe to this video. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Right to the meat and potatoes, John.
Exactly. Before we get started on our bonus episode, we first have to address some breaking news. Yes, you've seen it other places. Now we're going to get our take. CGC raises their prices again. Now, this is the second price increase in the past 12 months. A little crazy, I think. But just here's the particulars. You have until January 18th to submit any books under the old pricing structure. So I imagine wait times will be minimal.
Oh, yeah.
He said with more than a dollop of sarcasm. People are still waiting on books to be received that were sent in months ago, Richard. This is I know.
And you're right. This is the second price increase. I think the last one was in April. And at that point, not only did they increase the prices, but they also got rid of the 10% discount that standard members got.
Yeah, so now you got to upgrade your membership and you get that discount. But still, I mean, a standard book is now $80. I mean, Right. Take a second and think about that. Here's my hot take. Moderns are going up, what, $5? Uh-huh. I think moderns should have the biggest price increase.
Right.
That's what's clogging up the system is everybody sending in, you know, 50 copies of Thor number 20 that came out this week because they're specking on the first appearance of the God of Hammers. And meanwhile, I want to get my Venus number 4 graded, and I got to wait for all you jokers out there.
No, I agree with you. I think modern tier is the problem. People are submitting, and they're submitting books for speculation purposes, which is fine. It's just, I think that with the price set low, because it is, if your book is worth $500, it's the, what is it now? It goes up to $34, I think now for.
It's a volume game with the mod. So that's the whole thing.
Right. So it's, I think one way to help alleviate the congestion is to increase the price of modern tier books, so that people who are submitting modern tier books are submitting them because of more than just the potential of speculation.
Then on the other hand, who's to say what should be what when it comes to this? I have to wonder if modern books are cheaper because you can train someone to grade a modern book fairly quickly. You know, there's a spine tick. There's two spine ticks. Okay, it's a 9.6. There's four. That's a 9.4. Whereas grading a book, you know, like a Fantastic Four annual number 2, it's got some wrinkling on the cover and some soiling and some blunt corners and some spine split at the bottom. You know, that's a little more finesse.
More nuanced, right?
Yeah. So I wonder if they don't have enough graders for stuff like this.
Well, you know, I would love for some visibility into their process, because it would be interesting if they have different pipelines for the different tiers. So they have different graders with different levels of experience. Like you say, maybe the lower level experience is on the modern books instead of the AF-15s.
I don't think you're going to get a lot of transparency after their last video where they showed someone grading Superman number 1 with monkey paws. The optics on this price increase, I'm just going to say it, they're horrible. Mm-hmm. Especially when you see things like this. This video I'm showing you right now is a smart one. I was going to use an adjective. I'm going to leave the adjective out. This is a marketing stunt called Conceptual Funnies from those marketing geniuses at Bad Idea Comics. Yes, it is what they're calling an invisible comic book. It's basically a piece of clear acetate folded over and then stapled as if it were a comic book. Now, I am not ragging on Bad Idea or anyone else involved with this. It is what it is. Fine. Mm-hmm. However, I am going to rag on CGC for being complicit in this. Mm-hmm. They should never be a part of things like this. CGC actually took part in the stunt and graded 34 of these things, giving them grades ranging from 10.0 to 0.5. Yes, that is an actual screenshot you're seeing right now from the CGC census. They spent time to grade 34 of these and assign them grades by request because Bad Ideas said that they wanted a range of grades. So they went ahead and gave them a range of grades. Okay, great. I'm going to submit 20 copies of Gunslinger number 3. Can you give me grades from 9.8 to maddening to me?
Right.
And we have time for this, CGC, with your backlog and your customer service issues. And then you have the gall to raise prices again. This entire Bad Idea fiasco just really eats away at any credibility that CGC has, in my opinion, especially impartiality.
Right. And it just eats away at the brand. Like they cannot be getting more positive publicity by announcing and advertising this Bad Idea than the negative publicity they're getting by people just saying, like you say, this is how you decide to spend your time. This is how you spend your assets, by doing the stunt as opposed to grading my book that's been in the channel since March.
Yeah, I get it. Bad Idea. You're all about, look at me, look at me. Pay attention to me. Everyone look at me over here, you know, which is a shame because some of their books are actually pretty good. But CGC, you have no excuse. What do you get out of the CGC? What do you get out of this? Who's making the decisions? Poor, poor decision making.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's you're grading and qualifying something as a stunt for some, and you're, like I said, you're degrading the brand, which is supposed to be authoritative, right? You are the authority when it comes to the quality and viability of graded books. And then you pull this stunt that automatically just discounts all of that goodwill that you've built up over the years, you know, as being that market leader.
So, now, I'm not going to, you know, jump up and down and say boycott CGC and, you know, take your money elsewhere. I'm honest with you guys. I'm transparent. I'm still going to send books to CGC. I'm a glutton for punishment. But I'm not afraid to tell a friend, look at Richard, when they're doing something stupid.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm submitting books to CGC. But at some point, there has to be a limit to how much they could charge people. And they continue to send books in. I'm not sure where that limit is. It's probably not where it is now, but you know, if they start charging $100 for my standard, you know, a standard book, I don't say it will eliminate the books that I submit, but it will definitely lessen the number of books that I'm submitting.
How long did Bad Idea have to wait before their books got graded? Not very long, I'd imagine, right?
How long does it take to grade a piece of acetate? Honest with you.
Okay, so enough of that. We definitely want your opinions. We want your feedback. Leave them in the comments for us. Mm-hmm. We know what you think. Try not to use too many curse words. All right, it is time for viewer mail.
You've got mail.
Richard, you go first.
My first piece is from FlipDB25, and it's Miracle Man 15. So underrated and an amazing ending. I agree. This book just nailed it when it came to wrapping up the story arcs that were in this series. It was kind of a huge battle. It had a decisive ending, and it was a very, very emotional ending to the book. And I loved it. I loved the writing, the artwork. Artwork was good. I'm not going to say excellent, but it was good. And you know, it left issue 16 to be kind of the denouement, where they you know, closed things down, they turned off the lights and all that stuff. But 15 really was the book that had all the action in the series. So if you want to read an excellent book, Alan Moore just rocked it out of the park with Miracle Man.
As Pop Will Eat Itself once sang, Alan Moore knows the score. I've been thinking about this since we did our episode on Monday, and you and Flip both use a word that is very important why this story is so good. Ending. Mm-hmm. It had an ending. There was a plot. There was an arc. It was not endless crossover after crossover leading into the next event, leading into the next event with no ending. There was a villain. The villain did things. The villain got caught.
Yeah, okay. and it didn't last for 50 issues. Right. You know? 15 it is like perfect.
The delays when it was, yeah. Be honest, it was delayed a lot.
It was. But in terms of the story arc, 15 was perfect. You're able to get that peak, and then in a reasonable amount of time, you didn't have to spend time rereading books because it's been, well, most part, it's been so long since the first issue. It was like I said, it was an excellent story. And to this day, I don't know why it's taken so long for it to get its due, other than, you know, we've talked about the legal issues with the series.
Right. All right. Going back to CGC with our next piece of viewer mail from Mark Warren. 9.8, 9.8, 9.8. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. I would really appreciate it if you would do a segment addressing why exactly it is that the hobby has focused on 9.8 as the CGC grade to get for seemingly everything from Bronze Age to the present. 9.8s go for insane multiples of 9.4 and 9.6 prices, and they often don't look any better than a 9.6 to my eye. Also, 9.4 is near mint, and for decades before CGC existed, near mint was always the standard. Absolutely true. For myself, I never buy 9.8 CGC books and always look for a 9.2, 9.4, 9.6 when I want a high-grade copy. As far as CGC goes, why is it 9.6 the grade to get, or even 9.4? Well, Mark, people are greedy. The end. They want the best. They want what they see as the highest end thing. It is human nature for a lot of collectors. However, you do have very valid points about what we consider. I hate to call them lower grades. They are technically lower grades than a 9.8, but Richard buys 9.6s and 9.4s all day long.
I sure do. Absolutely. Because they are so much more affordable. And as Mark says, it's sometimes they're indistinguishable from 9.8s. So I look to save money. And while, you know, if you're looking for speculation, 9.8s will definitely be the book that gets the greatest price increase. Yeah. But you got to look at the buy-in, right? I mean, if I can buy a 9.6 for $500 and a 9.8 is $2,000, the $2,000 book may go up a bit more. But look, I've got $2,000 tied up in that book. That 9.6 may only go up 10-15%, but you know it's much more reasonable investment for me to hold on to that book than it is to that 9.8.
Now I may be part of the perceived problem, Mark, but I buy 9.4s and 9.6s a lot. Richard's laughing because he knows what I'm going to say, so I can crack them out and make them 9.8s and make some coin. Different strokes. I do get what you're saying, though. You know, if I saw a Yellow Claw, number one, 9.4, I would not pass it up.
Mm-hmm. No, City Comics, one of our...
City Limits Comics.
City Limits Comics, right. He buys 9.0s because 9.0s is a good enough grade for him. They're reasonably affordable. They're still high-grade books. And, you know, if you have a whole collection of 9.0s, that works for him, and it would work for me too for most books that I would collect.
You're absolutely right, Mark. Near mint was the gold standard back in the day. You know, Overstreet, the highest grade was near mint, and near mint meant 9.2 or better in today's terms. So, you know, some of you, we're all getting older. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Times change. All right, Richard, what you got?
My next comment is from Will Schwove. I'm going to pronounce it that way. Will, please let me know if I manage to get.
I'm going
to
guess shoe.
Shoe? Oh, okay. It could be that as well.
Maybe.
Okay. I've been collecting for almost 3 years now, and just around September, I decided to focus on Amazing Spider-Man only.
Smart.
Yep. A few books I'm hoping to attain in 2022 is. ASM 194, first Black Cat, ASM 102, second Mobius, ASM 300, oh, first Venom, obviously, and ASM 51, the second Kingpin. Excellent choices of books. I really like the fact that you're picking up those second appearances because they're much more affordable. Amazing Spider-Man is always going to be a value title, right? We've seen with the movie that came out this fall, it just made over $1 billion in revenue for Sony. So collecting solely Spider-Man is a good play. The ASM 300 is going to be a pricey book, unfortunately, but it depends what grade you go for. Anything other than a 9.8 you can get for a reasonable price. ASM 51 is also an excellent book. I love the cover on ASM 51. ASM 102, I'm not a big fan of Mobius, but 101 is so expensive. 102 is a great pick. And I'm a huge Black Cat fan, so ASM 194 all day long. So great selection of books. I wish you well in your collecting and your hunting.
I should know this. Has the Scorpion been in a movie yet? He's like the one major Marvel or ASM villain that has not been in a movie yet, right?
I think he was one of the Spider-Mans.
Maybe. All right.
Maybe, yeah.
We're old men.
We are. I can't remember that far back.
We have foggy brains at this point. All right. My next piece of viewer mail is from Vinny P34, who says, just an idea for a discussion topic. Thank you. Why is there zero advertising for comics? You would think publishers would bring attention to the medium, especially Marvel with the movies and TV eyes that they have. Vinny, I owned a shop. Back then, they had something called co-op advertising that they offered retailers. If you took a newspaper ad out in your hometown and you used an approved ad that Marvel provided you that featured a Marvel character, and you put your address at the bottom and your logo at the bottom, Marvel would pay for half that ad, 50% co-op ad. When I opened my shop, Richard could tell you I placed ads in three metropolitan newspapers with a coupon for 25% off your first purchase. Do you know how many coupons I got redeemed, Richard?
One.
Two. I ran the ad for 4 weeks. In dailies.
See, now.
Now, that's just one anecdotal example. Bigger thing, what were you going to say? Sorry.
I was going to say, I read this differently. I read it as he was asking why there aren't ads in the comic books anymore.
Although there are still ads in comics, sure. Yeah.
Not to the degree, I have not seen any X-ray specs or
No,
things like that.
saying you think publishers want to bring attention to the medium. Marvel's got movies, TV. Why aren't you reading the comics? And
Okay.
I can tell you why. Very siloed. Two very different parts of the company. Okay. The movie studio and TV studio uses the comics as research and development. You know, they're not, they don't see the comics as a profit center anymore because frankly, they're not. It's a lot of expense for a little push. And I can tell you the way corporations work, it is, hey, this is making us this much money. We should pour more money into it so we can make this much more money. And it goes up a slight amount. It is movies make this much money, millions and billions of dollars. Let's go where the money is, put all the money into what is making us money. And that's the sad truth with comics now. Also, advertising is so stratified now. I will say, I do see ads for Marvel.com on Facebook. They run a lot of social ads. I see a lot of ads for Marvel Insider, which is their loyalty program on socials. I don't see DC doing a lot of socials, but it's targeted advertising. They know I'm a comic fan, so they look at my data and they serve up the ad that way. But the money's just not, it does, the ROI is not there. The return on investment, Vinny, is just not there.
Yeah, I see some ads for like Marvel Unlimited
Yeah.
at times, things. But yeah, it gets to a point where when you compare the revenue generated by from comic books to movies, it makes comic books look like we're keeping these going to keep our IPs.
It's absolutely a loss there. I'm going to take you back to the 90s, okay? Remember when Best Buy opened and they would have CDs at the front, and the CDs were super duper cheap, like $7.99, $9.99. You're like, wow, how can Best Buy afford to sell music this cheap? And they put all the other record stores out of business back then. It's because you got in there, you had your $7.99 Mighty Mighty Boss Tone CD, and you saw refrigerators and computers, and you walked to the back and you bought a refrigerator and a computer. So they could afford to lose money on the CD because they got you for the big ticket items. Mm-hmm. That's what comic books are now.
Yep.
All right. What's your next piece of viewer mail?
My next piece is from Jay Nunya.
Business.
You want a good Namor run that's cheap? Check out Chip Zdarsky's Invaders. The variants are cheap too.
I love that series.
I know you do, and I was about to say that. Yeah, John is a huge fan of the Invaders, and yeah, if you like Second World War goodness, it's a good series. I also like the Namor series, which is also really really inexpensive, and it's a nice long running series. But yeah, the Chip Zdarsky series is a good one as well. John, do you have the full set for these yet?
I do. I have the Zdarsky Invaders. Did you like Namor after Byrne left?
No.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. I can't remember the writer, but Jeff Isherwood came on and did the art, and it kind of went into a different direction. But I actually stuck around, I think, to the very bitter end with that Namor run from the 90s. I did like the whole Oracle, you know, corporation thing, but then you got the Mars twins and you killed one of the Mars twins off and you had Phoebe Mars left over, and it went, and then poor John Byrne decides he's leaving the book. So what does he do? He wipes Namor's brain and memory and then says bye.
Have fun.
Yeah, Bob Harris has to pick up the pieces. Bob Harris picked up the writing at first. I remember that now. But yeah, I do like that run. It was a decent run.
Yeah.
All right. My last piece of viewer mail is from Francisco F., who asks, what happened to the Instagram market report? What a great segue, Francisco. It's almost like I made this up myself. We are back with our friend Ali from Elite_Comics11 to see what's happening around Instagram and comic sales and live sales. And here he is right now. Let's bring him on. And here he is right now from Elite_Comics11. It is Ali. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year, you two.
Happy New Year. Good to see you.
Good to see you. New year, new sales, the return of the Instagram Market Watch. Sorry we didn't have you on the last few episodes, but, you know, life happens. Holidays happen.
Indeed.
But we're here now. And what do you got for us this week? What's happening?
Yeah, so we're Elite Comics 11 on Instagram. We're the platform's premier consignment page. So if you go on our page, you'll always see a ton of consignments going up for sale. And we have like live shows basically every day now. But I wanted to share about three books that we recently sold via Elite Comics 11. So the first one is Avengers number one, CGC 2.5 with white pages. So that's kind of a big deal in this book, because I've seen a lot of these copies and white pages is always something special on this book.
Not bad. How would it go for?
It went for $2,999, for $3,000 basically.
That's a great price. What's the GPA on that, John?
Well, the last sale for a 2.5, which I don't know the page quality, but it was for $3,600. So somebody got a deal. The correction, the dip that we were talking about on last week's show, Richard, I don't know, Avengers 1, I can't see it dipping too far.
You know, exactly. You're talking major key here. So it's going to retain its value better than the Flavor of the Day variants.
Oh, congratulations to that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right, what you got?
I thought it was a good deal. And yeah, I don't know. In terms of the dip, I think there's some really good opportunities right now to pick some things up if you're buying the dip. Let's just say that.
Venus number 19. Right.
All right. So the next one was Vengeance number one. This was the variant, First America, Chavez, and others. CGC 9.8 white pages sold via Elite for $5,750.
Wow.
Right on target. The last sale on GPA was for $58. So somebody got a $50 discount. Woo!
No dip there.
Yeah, well, this is amazing. You know, I'm just surprised to see this hit those kinds of numbers.
people are specking on America Chavez, man. She's, we saw the action figure in the Doctor Strange multiverse action figure line leak. Things don't leak. People release it. Come on.
Of course.
We know. But pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. But people are specking on this book. I mean, we've sold a few ourselves. So people, there you go. Here's proof in that pudding. All right. I love this next one.
Yeah, we got a pair. So an amazing pair, as it were.
Well, hey.
What a pair.
Amazing Spider-Man number one paired with Amazing Spider-Man annual number one. So First Sinister Six, matching CGC 2.5s. They sold for $13,500 together.
Kind of right on target. If you take the 2.5s and GPA, last sales were for $12,150. So, you know, we talk about the dip. Spider-Man ain't dipping, people. Sorry.
No. And no. Two of my least favorite Spider-Man covers together.
I think we're still in no spoilers territory, but great movie. I mean, I really enjoyed the movie, and I think a lot of people did. And yeah, no dip for Spider-Man as far as I can tell.
Nope. There's a movie? We must be talking about Eternals, right? Richard caused a bit of a controversy last week when he said that he hates the cover to Amazing Spider-Man number one.
And to the annual, too. That multicolored logo just really...
You hate the logo. You don't hate the art.
The logo just makes my teeth itch. I hate that cover.
Wait, and what about on issue one? What don't you like about it?
Hold on. I'm not sure why he...
What's wrong with this logo?
Oh, it's horrendous. It is horrendous. I just don't like Spidey. You know, he's you know, flayed out like he's in some dominatrix's dungeon. It's just not what I think is a good cover.
Maybe we should reread that one, confirm some things.
We should send Richard to a therapist. What's happening?
I don't think that's what happened. But
a little repression. Yeah, it's good for you.
Invisible Girl's on the cover, so maybe they're invisible restraints that we just don't see.
Oh boy.
I don't know. This is going off the rails. But not a bad deal for two of those things. And, you know, that's like an IRA at this point. You know, if you buy it, just sit back and enjoy the benefits when you retire. All right. So Richard's got to do work stuff. Lee, remind everybody where you are, where they can find you.
Sure. Head over to Instagram. It's @elite_comics11. You got something to sell? We're happy to help.
All right. Thanks. And welcome back.
Thank you. Happy 2022. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Ali. Good to see you again. And Happy New Year to you and everyone else. Richard, where can people find us?
They can find us on Instagram and Facebook at bronzeandmoderngods.com or on that silly inner tube thing called the web at bronzeandmoderngods.com.
And I am going to finish my submission to CGC this week. I'm sure you're all going to join me in mailing it out before the 18th. See you on Monday.
Yep, everybody stay safe.